our weapons in the prayer battle. But apart from all these, there are some striking passages of Scripture which make it abundantly clear that in the unseen world there is a tense battle for supremacy and progress all the time. Daniel 10, verses 12 and 21. That is a primary reason why prayer may be difficult. The devil opposes it. Read these sentences of Holy Writ and weigh every word. Laboring fervently for you in prayers. Colossians 4:12. Praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:18. Strive together with me in your prayers. Romans 15:30. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. Continue in prayer and watch. Colossians 4:2. Watch unto prayer. 1 Peter 4:7. Pray and not faint. Luke 18:1. He offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears. Hebrews 5:7. There are many more, but look at the words. Laboring fervently, supplicating, persevering, watching, striving, strong crying, and tears. These are expressions wedded to work and war. They indicate a situation of dire necessity. They suggest deep urgency, sustained effort, undaunted courage, and a persistence and faith that is supreme. Why? Because the man of prayer operates in a world where every inch of the ground has to be taken in the teeth of the opposition. Make no mistake about it. The devil knows when a man is really praying effectually, and he does his utmost to stop him. In some parts of Scripture, the language employed is of a distinctly military character and unmistakably descriptive of the existence of a tense battle for dominion. What else can be meant by such words as, "Put on the whole armor of God, stand against the wiles of the devil"? We wrestle, withstand. Ephesians 6, 11-14. Take the sword of the Spirit, praying always. Verses 17-18. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-4. Here is the word war spelled out for us. Moreover, let us recognize the fact that the foe is so obstinate that he will let go only when he is compelled to let go, and he is so powerful that none but a God-endued man can overcome him. Even then, the basis of that overcoming lies only in Satan's having been conquered by Christ at Calvary.